Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I had a little instance. I accidentally put my finger into the, you know, lawnmower blade. I think it didn't cut any. It just hit it, and so kind of had a shock and had a little fracture. And, but it's okay. that's why, you know. But I'm fine. It's okay. All right. We want to talk about a prayer. When I wanted to talk about prayer, this is this huge. I mean, this is a giant subject. It's kind of hard to explain it. I typed the word prayer into Amazon.com. Do you know what I found out? It's about 100,000 books written about prayer. Wow. It's kind of hard to read just one book. It was 100,000 books. That's a lot. I typed the word prayer into Google. Wow. Yeah, 132 million web pages, about the video, about 4 million videos on prayer, and 4 million books on prayer, and 6 million news articles on prayers. It is a gigantic subject. It's a huge subject that we can learn about how to pray, and what is a praying, and in certain a crisis, how you pray. I think there are so many things we can learn. Wow, so we can cover it like about an hour or a few hours. I don't think we can cover all of them. Yeah, but stuff is that they really want to know. That's why there are so much materials outside, out there. So I'm going to cover this prayer subject about a month. So I'm gonna start like a basic stuff today. Something that we can ask simple question. Why do people pray? Did you know that not only the Christian pray? There's other religion, other people, they pray. I mean, everybody prays because we are wired to pray. God designed us to pray. God, just given us the ability to communicate with God. So not only Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, Hindus and the Muslims, even secular people, some people, they don't even believe in God, they pray. If you hit somebody like atheist, hit the stomach, what would they say, They say, oh God. They wouldn't say, oh me, So it's kind of, we all have, subconsciously, we're wired to pray. That's how God created us. But only human beings are the ones who pray. Ants, birds, animals, they don't pray. It's only us. That's how God created us. But not only that, the prayer is God's idea. It wasn't our idea. If He didn't want us to hear, hear from us, He wouldn't invite us to pray. God just invited us to pray to me, pray to me. Well, that's why most of people, everybody is praying to the Lord, or anyone, their ancestors, some people, they pray for themselves and idols. So people are praying. We are wired to pray. So why do people want to know about prayers? Google's and Amazon.com, they said there are so many materials out there. Why would they even bother to want to learn? Because we are not very good at prayer. I don't know which prayer God will listen to. That's our main concern. And we don't know how to do it. We're not good at it. So what is the word best to describe how you feel about prayer? There are so many things that we can talk about, you know. This is how we feel. We get frustrated. You know, if I have to pray, what do I have to do? Not only we are afraid, we feel like awkward, you know. Okay, what should I pray? Before meal? Well, how do I do it? You know, everybody's watching me, looking at me. I pray, but I don't like it. I don't like the way I prayed. Is there some other better way I can pray? And I don't feel like, you know, I have a confidence, you know. Am I right person to, you know, can I pray? Am I allowed to pray? We don't have that kind of confidence sometimes. And we don't understand what is prayer. But there are lists goes and goes on and on. There are so many things that we don't know. And we don't know how it works. Is this going to work? Is God listening to me? Well, I want to be better. Finally, I need some help. If I were to ask one of you to come up to the Napoleon stage and ask you to pray, what would happen? You know, some people will panic. Some people will, you know, don't feel like to. Yeah, it's kind of publicly you're praying in front of everybody. It's kind of intimidating, and you don't want to do it. So there's, you know, thing that, you know, we're not good at, you know. Even private prayer, we don't know how to do it. So that's why I think it's come to a point that, oh, we need to know something. We have to learn something. So in order for us to, because God wants us to pray, so let's learn something that, wow, so we can, you know, have a confidence that we can pray. But before we get to that, this is what Paul said. Even the Paul, he wrote, you know, half of the most of the New Testament, he should be a spiritually confident, but this is what he has confessed. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, he said, we don't even know what we should pray for, nor how we should pray. Just like I would ask the same question. But even the great spiritual leader who wrote most of New Testament, this is what he said. I mean, there's no perfect person, you know, not one person, and you know, I have a confidence and I know how to pray. I don't think so. We always think that, you know, I'm not eligible, I'm not inadequate. Yeah, we always feel that way. So that's a good way to approach, because we humbly want to learn. That's a good thing. You know, I have a PhD, you know. I'm an expert, I'm a professional about prayer. No one would say that. But most of us would say, you know, I want to learn. That is what we want to do. That's how we feel this morning when we said, you know, about prayer. Because we are not very good at prayer. So let's learn. What can we learn? What is prayer? And how should we pray? All that answer we would like to search. We would like to look into just one verse. I think this is what it says, what is a prayer and how to pray. This is a scripture reading from James chapter 4, verse 8. It's very short, but you can memorize. It's so easy. Can we all read it together? Let's begin. Draw close to God, and God will draw close to you. Wow. That is the invitation. Please, come close to me. I will come close to you. If you come to me and ask and pray what is going on, then I am really interested in you. I will draw close to you. I will answer whatever you have. Question? Or you have any complaint? Any, you have any frustration? It's so simple. So simple. Draw close to God and I will draw close to you. Wow. That is what is prayer and how to pray. Draw close to the Lord. So don't think too much. It is so hard. No, it's just simple. It's so simple. I have some kind of honest mind, heart. So today we want to, this morning, want to learn about draw close to God. God wants to hear from us. Us. That was the invitation. So let's learn. First thing is what is not prayer, and then we will learn something about what is exactly Bible is telling us what is prayer. So what is not prayer? Sometimes this is four things that we can think about it. Four things. First point is that it's kind of magic word. Well, it's like a genie. That's some... Surely there is a supernatural power. Oh, I don't deny anything like that. But just solely magic word, that is not real. It's like some people, you know, saying hocus pocus, you know. It's kind of something will happen, you know, when we, you know, to spell out or say a magic word, you know, like a ritual word. That's why we tend to, you know, want to something, you know, there's a terminology, there's a special word, I have to use it. Oh, you don't have to. But that is not a good way to start learning how to pray. Surely it has a spiritual power, but we don't have to just manipulate and make it or something. You know? Somehow we can please the Lord, and make God to do something. This is not what it is. So prayer is not some ritual word that you just say and suddenly it, you know, just pops up. Something just happens, you know, just like you want it to be happen. That is not a real prayer. Prayer is not some secret word, a secret enchanting or spell, and that if you know the right words and you say those special words, and that you get your own way all the time. It's not a special word that you have to repeat it and just say so many times. That is not a good approach. We have to think that there is a spiritual power, definitely. Second point is that what is not prayer is that a fire extinguisher. Do you remember this phrase? You know, break glass. Yeah, you can just break this one in order to, you know, get some kind of, you know, like you need a water hose or something that, you know, some hard object, you can break something. In emergency, you need something. When something is happening, break glass only in case of emergency. You can use this, when there's a fire is going on, you can use this water hose. That's not what it is. A prayer is not like a fire extinguisher. You don't even pray only when you have a crisis. That is what it means. The only time we pray is when we are in pain and when there is an emergency. You know, we can pray to the Lord anytime, any subject you want to talk about. If you even want to talk about your feeling, I know this is how I feel, Lord. Can you watch over me? I don't feel like to pray to the Lord. Just be honest. There's nothing coming out of my heart. I just kind of numbed. Just help me, Lord. That's still okay. You know, it's not only crisis. You know, whenever you want to say, hey, thank you, Lord. That's the wonderful prayer. Not only emergency. It's not a fire extinguisher. It has that kind of power to resolve our problems, but it doesn't like always a fire extinguisher. We can pray anytime. Usually we say, the hurricane is coming. Oh, Lord, it's a time. You know, you need to help us. You know, I got a cancer. You know, my spouse is about to walk out of me. Let's pray. No, this is not only time we pray. We pray anytime, anywhere, any subject. Because God said, draw close to me. There's no, nothing there. Just come to me. Not only during emergency. Anytime you can come to me. Prayer is meant to be your first choice, not the last resort. You know, if you want to buy a car, you know, Lord, give me a good, you know, chance that I can find the right one for me. You know, help me to find the right dealer who is a dishonest one. No, I don't want that. Just help me to find and meet a good person who will help me to find the right one. Yeah, not only buying a car, looking for a job. You need some counsel. You need somebody. You know, somebody has to know that what kind of ability that I have, you know, my talent, and that can, you know, recommend to other people, you know. So I need to, you know, I need to pray before we look for any job. Or like a college student, you know, or you are eligible to get married. You know, before you accept any date, you need to pray. So it's not just a fire extinguisher. It's any time. But first choice, anything we do, we pray. We have to ask God and His guidance. Thirdly, this is a misconception. It's a tug of war. It's something we're doing something with God. You know, I have to begging to the Lord, begging to the God, or you know, bargaining or something. There's something going on. This is not how we do it. Just naturally come. There's nothing, you know, attached to it. You don't have to beg the Lord. You have to, you know, pray about 100 times or 1,000 times. You have to beg the Lord. No, just simple. Just one time is enough. Just honest prayer. Yeah, we don't have to beg. We don't have to bargain. You know, if you do this, you know, I'm going to do this, I want you to do this. You know, if I do that, then you're a lucky God. So, Lord, you got the right person. You know, this is a good deal, Lord, because I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to study hard and just help me to be a successful person. You know, you got the right person, Lord. You're a lucky God. That's not what it is. It's not a tug of war. Yes, it's not a fire extinguisher. We have tend to do it. You know, God wouldn't listen to me. I think I have to do something. You know, only thing that God asks us to do is just pray in the name of Jesus Christ. You should have the faith that God will answer your prayer. That's the only requirement, not any other. So somehow we have attached so many rules how to pray, but that was not actually a prayer. Last misconception about a prayer would be, you know, we have guilty feeling. Now, I made a huge mistake. I made a big sin. Wow, what am I supposed to do? You have to pray 10,000 times in order to get rid of that sin. I know it's a so grievous sin I commit, and I don't know how to, you know, be clean after all mass. I'm sure someone will tell us that, you know, if you want to get rid of the guilt feeling, this is a ritual thing, you have to do it. I'm sure someone will suggest that kind, you know, the wrong way to pray. You know, certain way, 10,000 times. Just like King Solomon, he offered a 10,000 offering, so you should follow that step. No, that's not what it is. It's just your heart. Even just one time, heart is matter. It's like, you have to pray 10,000 times. It's kind of punishment. Because you did this bad sin, this is your punishment, you have to pray a certain time. You have to pray so many words, you know. You have to read from the, you know, Genesis to somewhere. You have to read the Bible in order for it to be cleaned up. Prayer is not a punishment. Prayer is a joyful moment. It's our privilege till we can come close to the Lord. So if it's not you, you've got to pray and you pay back because you did something wrong. It's not a punishment. So why? When you pray, do not use meaningless repetition, because you have to pray that 10,000 times or 1,000 times. You have to, it wouldn't have a new word, and you have to repeat after, you know. Meaningless, you know. That's not the right way to do it. So, our frustration with prayer. I don't know how to pray, you know. I'm not satisfied with how I pray. It's all caused by our misconception. Am I going to do it wrong way? Am I doing the right way? And this, four of them could be the common mistake we can do sometimes. Mostly, like we think we pray only when I have problems. That's, most of us, we do that. We're even trying to bargain with the Lord. I'll try to do that, Lord. So give me something. That's the most of things. Wow, it's kind of, no, we didn't know. Some of them, we thought that it was okay to do it, but now we realize, oh, there was something I should not try to do it. Now, what is the truth? What is the prayer? What is the fundamental, the basic stuff that we need to know? It's so simple. It's a four things that we can learn. It's, does God want us to pray? Talk with the Lord. God would love for every one of us to talk with the Lord. He loves us to do it. You know, you want your children to talk to you, right? Because you love to hear how things are going with your own children. Just like that, just want to talk and have a meaningful, conversation. It's just like, when we were, let me read a scripture from Psalm 103, verse 13, according to the New Living Translation. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who reverence him, those who take time with the Lord, have a conversation. And he would love to talk with us as compassionate to talk with those who are taking time. Any child, your own child, would take the time to come to you. Hey, daddy, how are you doing? You want to talk about something, your health? That would be the wonderful time compared to any other thing that we did. Just like that. But when they were baby, they wouldn't know how to communicate, but we still love them, right? They only poo and they only cry, but we still love them, even they were not able to make any conversation. But once they grown up, we expect them to have a good, meaningful conversation with our children. That is natural. Yes. Just like we have experienced that kind. Thing that we remember. Now, when is your last time that you had a good, real, a talk with your children? Wow. God would want it. God would love to do that. God is inviting all of us to, let's have a meaningful conversation. How are you doing? Any feeling you have, just share with me. That is what God so compassionate for us to talk with him. So simple. So you don't have to make a bargain. You don't have to beg him. You don't have to come to the Lord when you have a problem. Anytime, just walk into the room, a quiet place, and have a conversation with the Lord. That is a basic foundation. It's a beginning stage And we're all allowed to come to the Lord. So, please remember, God loves for every one of us to talk with the Lord. Draw close to God, and God will draw close to you. That is God's desire. And it should be our desire too. Secondly, not only God wants us to talk with the Lord, God listens to a prayers that are sincere, simple. This is how sincere you have honest faith. Just come to the Lord. So this is a condition that God is expecting us to come to the Lord. You know, I'm going to go talk to daddy, you know. Something was not my story or somebody else's story. It wouldn't be the right one to do it. You know, you have some purpose, you know, something that I want this one. No, just let him know anything, you know, what is concerned. So have a sincere, honest heart before we go to the Lord. It has to be real. It has to be real. You have to be a real person. You know? Just tell really what is going on in my heart. So simple, you know. Just want to talk, but not just casual talk. It's just honest talk. Why, it's not so heavy, it's not so, you don't have to be afraid of, you know, how am I supposed to do? It just comes natural, because, you know, we are just got wired to the Lord. You know, we just, God has given that ability to communicate with the Lord. It's not so hard to do it. You don't have to be an English man. Like, you sound like a Shakespeare. No, you don't have to, I don't want to, a fancy word you have to use. No. God understands any kind of language. God understands any kind of language. Even, you know, broken English. God understands. You know, husbands, you understand your wives in a broken English. Because you love them. Yeah. God understands any language. Doesn't have to be, wow, elegant. It doesn't have to be grammatically right. It's okay. It's okay. So longer is not stronger in prayer. Just get to the point. You don't have to say 1 hour or 2 hours, same subject, repeat after it, repeat with meaningless, repeated, repetitive word. That's not what God wants us to pray. Just sincere and simple. God, I'm tired. God, these days, I have a doubt. I can't trust. I can't believe this is happening to me. I'm really frustrated. I don't like this guy. Just say it. You know, then when you speak to the Lord, you come to a real light and you can sense, oh, this is what God wants me to. Oh, God understands what I'm feeling. God is with me. Oh, wow. Something we can't even imagine, something is going to happen to us. That's a supernatural thing is happening to us while we are being honest and talk to the Lord. Talk about what I'm feeling right now. I'm upset, nervous, I'm confused, I'm worried. Yes. See, so far it's so simple, but that was basic, but we don't do that. A basic thing, we haven't done it. We thought that we have to, you know, put on so much times, you know. We continuously, just even short word, is our prayer. So, God listens to prayers that are sincere and simple and simplicity. Draw close to God, and God will draw close to you. Short and point. This is prayer's definition, and how to pray. It's not a long verse, we can still remember. Third one, as God likes to show His goodness, His grace, by answering prayer. God's favor, God loves to answer because He is good all the time. Whether it's yes, He is all the time good. Whether it's no, God is all the time He's good God. Even God told me to wait, it's not delay, just wait. God is all the time, He is good God. Wow, that is a faith. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Wow, this is a powerful word. Wow. Call to me, and I will answer you. I will show you what is He going to show us? Marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out. You could never figure out on your own. When we hear no, we can't even imagine why He said no. You could never figure out on our own. Once time goes past and realize, oh, that's why. That's why He said no. At that time, at the moment, I had anger. God said, no, what do you mean no? You have to say yes. That time, I couldn't fathom, I couldn't understand why He said that. He hurt my feeling. He doesn't even listen to my frustration. Why you say no? But God said, I will show you a marvelous, wondrous thing that you could never figure out. You could never figure out why I said no on your own. Wow. Wow. That much God is good. God's grace, God has always favor. He's compassionate. He wants to show answer to us. We'll always be happy when I get a job and there was a yes sign. Wow, that's not always, always. Do you know any parents in the entire whole world that gives a child everything the child asks for? Of course not. Sometimes mom or daddy, it's kind of hard to say, honey, I'm sorry, but I can't say no. No, please don't. No, no, no. This is not the right way to do it. Maybe some other time. We'll think about it. We'll pray about it. But this one is no. I would love to say yes, but it's not good for you. Parents, even they are not a perfect parents, they know what is no and what is yes. Because we have lived a life and what is yes and no, we know. We have experienced while children, they still don't understand. Once they become young adult or adult, wow, I understand why the parents said that no that time. So God always answers every prayer. God is good all the time. Yes, no, not yet. But there's one other thing. You gotta be kidding. You ask me that? Come on. Sometimes we even ask some prayer, you know, this is what I want. But God would say, you're kidding me. You're kidding me. Oh, yes, that's who we are. But don't be afraid. It's still okay. God would say, you're kidding me. But God still listens to you. Just tell God, even if it's wrong prayer, if it's anything, just come to the Lord. Just be honest. Just be honest. Just be honest. God will answer you in any way. Something we cannot figure out on our own. But God is always good. You know, even I as a pastor, I was confused. Wow, is this the answer, Lord? Is this the answer that I got? Did you really say this is the answer? Wow, I couldn't understand. But time goes by, and wow, thank God you said no. Thank you, Lord, you said no. You said no. God is good all the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So he likes to show his goodness, his grace, his favor by answering every prayer. Even you can figure it out on your own. Send him the message. It takes long, or say no, kind of far away from me. I pray to the Lord. There's no answer. But still, God is good. God is good. Last point. Fundamental truth of prayer. Last one is God longs to close to me. That is definition. Draw close to God and God will draw close to you. God will answer you. I'm still here. I love to listen to you. I love to talk, the meaningful one, the genuine one, real you. Ah, ready to give you all answer. Because I'm good God. I'm loving, compassionate God. God longs to be close to me. Wow. I didn't give you a fancy answer, but based on God's word, this is God's desire. This is God's idea. So just come. Don't worry. It's okay. You can pray anything. You can make a mistake. We learn by mistake. It's okay. God will correct you, inspect you. God will just inspire you in any way. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, according to New Living Translation, the Lord waits for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. I love my children, all three of them. I wait and wait for them to come on weekends, Thanksgiving, Christmas, anytime. I wait, just ask them, just wait for them to call me. Send me a text message in any way so that I can show them I still love you. I pray for you. I even want to give you a hug. I'm your father. I'm still here to love you. I want to show you how much I love you. See? God is still longing, a desire for you to come, to show you his love. Did you know that every day you go without prayer, without reading God's word, and without spending time with God, God is still waiting for me and you. Still amazing. God has been waiting all the time because he loves us still. He doesn't say, why are you not come? Why are you not reading Bible? Yeah, just wait. Wait. Just wait until we come to a sense. God, wait. Parents long to talk and listen to children. And it hurts you because they can't talk, but they don't want to talk. It hurts. But God still loves us. God's still waiting for us to come. So, God longs to be close to me. Just like close. Yeah, just like there, you can see the picture. Yeah, how do you get close to God? This is how. Yeah, humble heart. Yeah, genuine heart. That is genuine heart. It's desire to pray. God doesn't force you to do anything. Just naturally, because God, we are all wired to, you know, to pray. It's natural. Just when you humble and when you be honest, the desire comes right up, you know, I want to pray. Oh, I really want to pray, you know. Even crisis, it's okay, you know, if you're in a bad mood, you know, if you are in a crisis, still okay, but it still has a power. But only don't think it's a fire extinguisher, you know, that's what is the point. When you have a desire, and just make time, reverence, make time to have talk with the Lord. The closer I am to God, the less stressed and more blessed I will be. You know, I called 911. I couldn't drive. I thought I could drive. It's so painful. I couldn't stand. Wow. Throughout my whole life, that was my first time I called 911. Oh, wow. The pain was 10 out of 1 to 10 scale. What? That moment, I was shivering, I was shaking, thinking about, you know, how I do, what a stupid thing I did. I thought I turned off that lawnmower. Somehow I don't know what I was thinking. I was clearing all the remaining thing, you know, under the, you know, lawnmower. But I just said to the Lord, Lord, I'm okay, you know. And it's just pain. I don't want to even look at my finger. You know, is it cut? It's just, did I lose my finger? I didn't even think about it. I didn't even call my wife. So I don't want to scare anybody. But I had a faith. It will pass. And I know God will take care of it. Now, I know you, Lord. You know, I was so strong, and I know I have to pray today. God, I'm ready to preach. You know, don't worry, I will go to church. Doesn't matter what's going to happen to me. But God took care of everything. I'm so happy. I stood up, and I just cast out all worries. I was so strong. I don't know where that came from. You know. I was so strong, you know, because I was connect with the Lord. I was close to the Lord. I was less stressed. I was blessed. It was just minor. I mean, I had some fracture, but it will go away. It takes about a month. I even could, you know, ask God, oh, why is it happening to me, Lord? You could protect me. I didn't complain anything. It just happened to me. It's okay. My brothers and sisters, God is good all the time. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are invited to call upon the Lord. Don't worry, you're making mistakes. Don't worry. Don't worry, even God says no. Don't worry. It's still okay. Still okay. God is still waiting for you, even you're not praying. Wow, what a marvelous, what a wonderful God who He is. Yeah. He doesn't, you know, just, He's not going to spank you because you didn't pray. No. He says He just wait. He wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't send you fire because you didn't pray. No, He said, simply wait. Wait until we have the desire to come to the Lord. He said, draw close to me. And don't worry, I will draw close to you. So simple definition, so simple way to pray. Can we pray together? Let's pray together. Just come to the Lord, simply.
Do you have a desire to pray?